Trigger fingers on a llama. Revenge in the eyes.
Lovely young lady joining us on the phone right now. I first became acquainted with her, as most of you did, as the Bolts made their playoff run from two seasons ago. She became somewhat of an unofficial good luck charm. She would sing the national anthem to games and we would win. That's how good luck charms work. She had an amazing career in the United States military. I believe she went from, and this is some jump, South Korea to MacDill Air Force Base. Like, that is
a culture shock.
That has got to be a culture shock. She's a former high school hurdler and cheerleader. She's a mother of three, Air Force maintenance manager, and a fiance. Diagnosed with multiple sclerosis recently, with the help of her amazing doctors, a strong dose of medicines, and the support of her family, she's adjusting perfectly well and is excited about her foundation, Voices of Hope. I believe we have given her a long enough introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, let us welcome to the show Sonia Brinson. How are you, young lady?
I'm fine.
Well, it's great to have you. It's Bryson, by the way, for those of you scoring at home. Bryson, B-R-Y-S-O-N.
And
you can go to her website at voiceshopefoundation.org. It is a pleasure to have you here. And what did it feel like to become the unofficial good luck charm for the Lightning's run to the Stanley Cup a couple of years ago?
You know, I kind of shy away from that title. I sing and they play hockey, so whatever else everybody thinks, that's cool. But I don't like to say that I'm the good luck charm at all.
You're being way too humble. Kucherov, Stamkos, they have nothing at all to do with the team's performance. It's all about getting inspired by our national anthem being sung by you. Don't you dare understate your relevance to this community, young lady.
Okay.
let's talk first about the culture shock going from South Korea to here in Tampa Bay. First of all, what did you do when you were stationed in South Korea?
Well, your job is the same no matter where you go. So maintenance manager, basically it's called plans and scheduling. So you make sure all the maintenance gets done on the aircraft wherever you're stationed, so whatever aircraft are there. In South Korea, there at Kumsan Air Base, there were F-16s. So we just made sure that all the aircraft were ready to go at a moment's notice. And that's pretty much what my job is. And I was only there for a year.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Well, I bet you were overjoyed when you got the news that, hey, guess what? We're going to take you from this godforsaken part of the world and pluck you and put you right here in beautiful Tampa Bay, Florida. Probably a little bit happy about that, right, Sonia?
Oh, most likely. There was a mistake that was made prior to me getting my orders. And they were going to send me out to New Mexico, and I got a couple of people that were higher ranking than me involved with it, and then finally I got my orders to MacDill, so it was a blessing, believe me.
I bet it was. Sonia Brinson joins us on the phone. She would like to urge you to come on out to the Largo MS Walk. It's going to be this Saturday at Largo Central Parking and register at 8 a.m., starts at 9 a.m., and if you need more information, you can go to voiceshopefoundation.org. I'm rather fascinated by what's going on with North and South Korea right now. I think we have a tendency to focus on Russia because it's so much in the news. I have a tremendous fear that this is where World War III is going to stem from. What do we not know about that area that you might have gleaned from being there for a brief period of time?
Well, I do know that they really value their culture. So, you know, going against culture, you know, and culture lines, you know, as has happened in the past, is a state of contention, you know, and people don't really like it when, you know, you go against their culture. So you have to kind of learn it really quick, especially for us military people. You have to learn it really quick. And then a lot of the times you get that cooperation, you know, side-by-side cooperation where you teach them something and they teach you something, you know. So a lot of the times our taxi drivers were bouncing their English off of us in the taxi cab. So it was pretty fun. I had a good time while I was there, and I ate a lot of great food, too.
Nice. Sonia Brinson joins us on the phone right now. The first time that you sang the national anthem for the Tampa Bay Lightning was when?
It was the first week in December 2013.
Did you have any idea when you did it that first time that it would lead to repeat gigs and eventually that you would be recognized throughout the Tampa Bay community as the national anthem singer?
Absolutely not. I didn't think any of that would happen. It was just basically I had sang for the Rays for a military appreciation game, and one of the production crew there at the Amalie asked if I would come in and do an audition. And we did that audition, and then he asked if I could sing that Saturday, and that was that Saturday, the first game. So, no, I had no idea that would happen.
How many times would you estimate that you have now sung the national anthem?
For the lightning, I can't tell you exactly. And honestly, after my 1,000th anthem, I stopped counting. I have a little calendar book where I had all of my anthems listed from the first time that I did it all the way until that 1,000th one. And after that, I was like, I'm done.
Wow, over 1,000 times. You ever come close to screwing it up?
Yes, actually. I had an incident where a microphone went out, and it wasn't for the Amelie. It was at another event. The microphone went out, and when it came back in, instead of me singing until the microphone came back in, I stopped singing. So I didn't want to screw it up, so I just kind of like kept going in my head until the microphone came back up. So that was one that I could have messed up really bad.
Yeah, I can imagine your goal as an anthem singer is to not end up on YouTube or SportsCenter, as so many people do, like Carl Lewis, right?
Oh my goodness, Carl Lewis. Yes, no. I don't want to be like him at all.
Hold up now. I'm gonna make up for it right here. Sonya Bryson joins us right now. She has an event, an MS Walk this Saturday, and we would be remiss if we did not talk about your own struggles with MS. Talk to us about how you got diagnosed, how you knew there was something wrong, Sonya.
Well, I was having some crazy symptoms, some phantom fevers, and some really bad fatigue that wasn't answered for. So, you know, going back and forth to the doctor, my primary care doctor really couldn't figure it out. And then at some point she said, you know, let's go a little deeper. So she was asking me a bunch of questions, and it was yes to a lot of those questions as far as symptoms are concerned. And then she sent me to a neurologist where I got my final diagnosis. And for that, they have to do a spinal tap. So I was a little scared about that, you know, because I never had anything that in-depth done to me. So once that was established and they found out that I had it, then that was right before I retired from the military. So that was a little scary.
Sure. And I always have so much respect and admiration for people who can use their own difficult situations to try to impact and influence other people's lives. You started this Voices of Hope Foundation so you can bring a little bit of awareness to MS. And what exactly do you try to do with Voices of Hope?
Well, first, it's a helping organization, and what we like to say is for people that are going through the throngs of MS, the people that typically aren't controlled by medication, they have the issues with the fatigue and issues with other things, and those people that, say, for instance, don't have any family around, and they need that help maybe mowing the lawn or moving a big piece of furniture in their house, they can call us up, and we can send a volunteer to them to help out with that. And then aside from that, MS is like the top two as far as the most expensive, one of the expensive diseases. And you spend anywhere between, I would say, $8,000 and $52,000. That was the average of national on medications and other things. So we want to do something to help with that as well. So like if a person needs money for a copay or they're struggling to pay a utility bill or something of that nature, we'd like to step in and help.
Well, it's very nice of you to do that. And everybody can help out by going to the MS Walk this Saturday. It's going to be at Largo Central Park. Once again, 8 a.m. registration, 9 a.m. start.
Sonya, did you guys have an MS Walk a week ago?
We did. The Tampa Walk was Saturday past, and then we have the Largo Walk this Saturday.
Oh, look at you walking all over the place. You're burning mad calories, right?
Hey, trying to do what I can do.
Do you have to do the national anthem before these walks?
I did for Tampa, and I will for the Largo as well.
Man, they're making you do double duty.
Mm-hmm. if you're having a garage sale one weekend, maybe you can invite Sonya over to do the national anthem before that.
There will be no garage sale thing.
Wait, you think you're past that point in your career right now or something?
I just don't have the energy.
I bet. I'm sure a couple of the players have become familiar with you too. Have any of the guys gone out of their way to say something? Did they give you a little tip like, hey, nice job, eh? Or do they pretty much stick to their pregame routine, Sonya?
There's a few times where, I know at least one time where Ben Bishop, when he was with the team, and he came up and shook my hand, but it was when I was still in uniform. And then a couple of times where other teams' captain came over and shook my hand, too. I think it was a military appreciation game or something of that nature.
Sure.
But they all, you know, I know they're in my corner anyway, so it doesn't take – I don't need a handshake to know that.
Yeah, and it's got to be pretty cool being part of the Tampa Bay community where, by large, this community so supports its military. That has to feel a little bit special for you when you get to sing our national anthem in front of a crowd that really appreciates the men and women who serve this country.
Most definitely. And you can tell that from the very mention of my name, you know, and a lot of people ask me, you know, how do you feel during the time that you hear that roar after they announce your name? And it feels like love to me. I want to let everybody know that. That's exactly what it feels like. And that helps to empower me to sing the best I possibly can.
Oh, that is so awesome to hear. Now, finally, before we let you go, how much do I have to come out of pocket for you to give in a little LOD? It's like a little shout out to our show. We say Legion of Drew, LOD, right before the anthem at the next Lightning game that you do, maybe this week, right before you start singing, they go, and you go, LOD, oh, sick. $50, $100, are you for sale?
Not at all. I don't want Mr. Finnick in my back corner. I'm sorry.
He's friendly to the show, and Charlie Belcher told me that you did it for him for free. So
no, I have not. That's not true at all.
Everybody watch Good Day Tampa Bay on Fox 13 morning. Oh, say. Now, the song itself can be quite challenging. Not people who don't sing it on the regular basis like you and I do, they don't really realize the range that it requires. I mean, sure, at the beginning it's, oh, say. Okay. That part where, and the rocket's red glare, you got to get your voice up there, right?
Right, that's a whole nother octave up. So yes, you definitely have to stretch out your vocal cords in order to get that. As you can see, some of the videos that you see on YouTube, some people just don't handle it well.
They start too high.
Exactly.
Oh, you don't want that Carl Lewis sneaking in there.
Exactly.
Well, listen, thank you for what you've done to serve our country and for Tampa Bay Lightning fans like us. We love the Bolts here. We're hoping beyond all hope that something miraculous can happen down the stretch and we can make it into the playoffs again. It's been certainly a turbulent season up and down. Not that we're blaming you for this, mind you, but not that we're not. Thank you for starting every Lightning game off the right way with a beautiful rendition of the Stars and Stripes Forever, the national anthem. And I always love seeing it while I'm in the Chase Club gorging myself on the free food that they have up there, because I can't tell you the number of times I've got a turkey slider in one hand and I'm hitting the mac and cheese bar. I'm like, oh, there's Sonya. You're doing a pretty good job.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, here's something I always wonder. Someone's walking around the concourse while the national anthem is when you hear it, when someone hears it, are they to stop immediately if they are within earshot of the national anthem?
You should. I mean, I don't put military rule on anyone. If a person is in military uniform, they do. They always do. But for a civilian, you know, any person that hears it, I think they should. In homage to your country, you should stop and, you know, render the proper salute and listen. That's it.
I was impressed last Lightning game I was at in the Chase Club. Everyone stopped. It like turned into a mannequin challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's me. I'm going for my 15th piece of sushi and I hear her start singing. I go, oh, I'm going to freeze right there. On Twitter, she is SONNISINGS. She is born South Carolina. She loves Tampa, retired United States Air Force. Thank you so much for being a part of our show today. And thank you for all you've done for the Tampa Bay community. We hope that the walk is well attended this Saturday at Largo Central Park. 8 a.m. registration, 9 a.m. starting. For all the information on her wonderful foundation, voicesofhopefoundation.org. Pleasure spending time with you, Sonya, and continued success.
Awesome. Thank you guys, too.
Absolutely. Pleasure speaking with you, and have yourself a great day on purpose.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.